Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures, a mixed bag today as the December corn and November beans both higher. December corn up 1.25 cents at 374.5. November beans up 12 and three quarters at 877 and three quarters. And now wheat futures had a little bit of a negative day here, down 4.5 in the December Chicago wheat, down to 489 and three quarters. And then Kansas City December down 1.25 cents at 488 even. Now, most of the day we traded off of outside markets and some of the fundamental factors such as exports. Exports were good for wheat at 529,000 metric tons. 225 to 400 was expected. Corn, old crop, was a reduction of 131,000 metric tons, which was disappointing because we were expecting a positive 50,000 to 250,000. And then on new crop, 450,000 to 650,000 was expected, and it was 986. So really a bullish for wheat, bullish for corn report. Now, beans were extremely bullish, even though we had an old crop reduction of 131,000 metric tons. New crop was 1.457 million, and we were expecting 600 to 900. So bullish across the board on export.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Also contributing to the bull camp was a purchase today of 130,000 metric tons of beans to an unknown destination. That helped lift the beans slightly. Hedge funds are still short a little wheat, down short 40 million bushels of wheat, long 355 million bushels of corn, and now short beans, short about 45 million bushels of beans. Yesterday, they were about even. It looks like hedge funds continue to add to that short position. And then there's continued talk, which a lot of people already know, is these grain prices come down. It's anticipated that they could get significantly below the cost of production. Up in the Midwest, corn, you know, if it got to $3, that'd be below the production numbers. And beans at $8 would be below the production numbers. So the outlook on some of these analyst expectations at the time is not looking very great. But you know that lower prices and sometimes that's what it takes to clear the market of all the excess supply. So that might happen over the next year or so, as these wire stories suggest. Cattle futures are up just a little bit today after being down for the week. Feeder cattle are up anywhere from $1.65 to $2 as the August feeder cattle expire today. And then live cattle are up anywhere from $2 to $2.10.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle up 217 at 142.55. December up 217 at 144.85. September feeder cattle up 225 at 235, with October up 272 at 197.07. October lean hogs up a nickel at 67.05. December down 25 at 62.05. September Kansas City wheat down 2 at 464.5. December down 1 at 488.25. September Chicago wheat down 5.5 at 484.25. September corn up 2 at 363. December up 1.75 at 375. September soybeans up 8.5 at 886.25. November up 14 at 879. October cotton up 127 at 63.83. December up 84 at 63.35. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.